I'll put that way.
Gosh, it was beautifully done. Just perfect.
Dad? Don't you think one should open the Christmas present? The one in wrapped in Christmas stuff? Okay, first up in the nose.
Hi, Mommy. Hugs are special, kisses too, and lots of bows are just for you, XOXOXOXO.
That's for kisses.
That's for Mom. For me. That's for me. I got it. Want to see my wild short, guys? See my wild short, guys? And of course, if I get cold, because the shorts are so short, I put on a great big earthquake, which doesn't even count if you want to. Yeah, that looks should have seen the Planet of the Apes one yesterday.
Did you find that at what's her name? What did you think of it that way?
Mom, you should have seen the Planet of the Apes. It was something about some statue or some king ape. And he was some king ape or something like that. And there's this one guy who killed a child of one of the apes, which is their secret rule not to kill a child of the apes. And
I'm gonna
cut off that tag in the back and
no.
all players.
What?
That it makes contact too.
It says kills all plants and living beings.
I best mother of superiors.
You know why Mother's Day is important?
Better than the Queen of England.
Like
more prettier than Christy Brinkley.
The same reason that Father's Day is
No, it's not. Mother's Day is the most important holiday. Why?
Because
without Mother's Day, you wouldn't be here.
No, Father's Day, you wouldn't be here.
Well, you could have had any old father, but Mother did all the work.
Why?
Yes, I'm going to down.
Mother did all the work. No, it's really true. Mothers do all the work. The fathers just, they say, wow, and then Mom goes,
they say what?
Wow, and then the mothers have to work for 9 whole months.
Wow.
9 months per child.
It's
not easy.
It's not easy.
Actually, it's not.
It's really sleazy.
And then after you come out, what else do the mothers have to do? Yeah, what else? It's not that easy. If it were just loving you, it would be much nicer. There's a few other things that mothers have to do.
Change your bed.
Clean up their blouse when you've puked all over it.
Change the wallpaper.
Still
doing that.
Children, you realize we're going to have to re-salt paper all over your room. Why? Because you messed up the
wallpaper.
Have you tried washing it off? We'll see. What if it doesn't come off, Russ? Maybe we could blast you off.
Okay, now we're going.
So we basically have
this is September 13th.
That one's halfway down. And the other one's full. It hasn't opened yet.
And that's it? That's all we have?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have gotten that. That was
good. It's really about up to here.
Oh, it is. Let me see.
We're
halfway down. Oh, Mark, I've got to lie down. I feel so dead. You don't mind excusing me, do you?
Well, that's the form of Ross to come in.
Okay, because you want some entertainment, right?
No, I want somebody to eat.
Tell Ross that the presence of his company is requested.
And also
ask... The honor of the presence of his company.
Say if he wants food, come down and get it.
Come and get it. Why don't you tell him?
Well, Dad, you're going up there.
Will you, he might not believe me.
Yes,
he will.
He won't? Okay. Don't try to put it. You've got me.
Well... But he might, and you never know. Okay, I'll go get him. Ross! Rossy, honey. Margie wants the honor of your company. I'll have to throw him. He's not going to come, Mark. He's all busy talking. Okay. What? Fine. Mark and I are going over some things.
Mark doesn't even want to.
Is that true?
I don't even know what we're doing right now.
No, I need to. Mark, did you bring any papers home for me from school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where are they? Could you bring those papers home?
Okay.
Now, Ross, do we need to go over the world history?
No.
Have you finished all homework?
Yes.
But I thought we'd go over world history every day. Remember?
I don't have a test. No, we said that we'll study the test.
No, we said we'd go over the book.
No, we said we...
That's not what I wrote on that note. That's not what I wrote on promise to teach you on the note. I promised to teach you on the note.
Here, Dad. Junk.
God!
Junk.
Joe said I could.
Sure.
Joe said I could? Let's see if Ross can define these things. Ross,
okay.
What is an organism?
Here, let me.
I can define it probably.
Yeah, let's see if Ross
I already had my test on that,
because I can carry out, what's it called?
Carry
life activities by itself.
Good, very good. And,
I'll ask one to you,
okay?
Okay.
What is a one-celled organism?
A one-celled organism is basically as it's told.
Let's say it more completely.
It's one-celled.
Give me the definition.
It's an organism, a complete organism that is made up of only one cell.
Okay. And a many-celled organism?
It's like
a human.
Okay. Now, Mark, a bacteria.
Bacteria? That's the little guys,
Come on, definition.
Okay. I don't really know the exact definition, but they are a life form, so.
One cell.
They're the one-celled guys.
You do it, Ross?
Wait. One-celled organisms.
One other fact you need to add. Can you think about it?
Wait.
That
they make disease.
No, that's close. It is true that a lot of bacteria make disease.
That.
Mm-hmm. Are they like animals or like plants?
Animals and plants. Some are like kind of animals.
They say here that they're more plant-like.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they say that.
Well, that's true, because there's one, I think it's the ocular.
Chlorophyll?
It has a cell wall.
Like plant. Uh-huh. Okay, how about, Ross, your turn. Chromosome.
Okay,
ready?
Thank you, Ross.
Okay.
Little green things
Chromosome?
Wait, what is a cytoplasmic?
Cytoplasm is a stuff in...
No, I know what cytoplasm is. Okay. Chromosome. Doesn't that, that carries on life activity?
Stores energy.
No, stores. Stores is a good idea, though, Mark. Now your turn, Mark. Chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
Stores starches.
Chromosome, is the part that uses
energy?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't have anything to do with energy at all. Chromosomes don't have anything to do with it. They have
that the part that stores ideas. Yeah.
Ideas, good. Information.
Stores,
information
commands, like,
about how
about
to
how to work,
how
to
function,
how to run the cell.
How to run. That's what
happens. Okay, and. determines the makeup of a new organism by its DNA. It has deoxyribonucleic acid.
What did you say, Dad?
It has DNA. Chromosome is made as a structure inside a cell nucleus that contains DNA, and it determines the makeup of a new organism, and also it governs the running of the current organism through a thing called RNA. Okay, RNA maps out. RNA is a part. It comes from DNA, and RNA is used to produce new proteins. And that happens in the ribosome. Okay, fission. What is fission?
That's when they put two cells together.
No, that would be fusion.
No, fusion is taken apart.
No, other way around. Yeah, it's when they divide, right? Okay, Mark, your turn. Cilia.
That's the
very silly.
It's a little fur or something.
These little furs on the guys. Great. Good definition.
The little hairs.
Tiny hair like.
That's what I'm trying.
You're wasting our time.
Okay, Ross, what other papers? Mark, what other papers do you have for me to look at, Mark? Did your violin
none.
Teacher? Did your violin teacher have
any papers?
Just
say none.
Just say none and then we won't have to
turn down stuff this thing.
Some of your papers already.
Okay.
Where do I see all your A's? When do I get to see your A's, honey?
Yeah.
You bring them home?
Fine.
Here.
I want some of them.
Let's see. Hey.
There's a B.
Okay. Ross, yeah, I hate to say it, it's a B minus. Does this count on your grade, Ross? Oh, this was before we studied, right? No, callus. We studied callus. We said callus are rulers of Muslim communities, Ross. What was the center of Muslim culture in Asia?
Dad, there's a paper.
Mecca.
Mm-hmm. No, Baghdad, it says here, but that's weird. I thought Mecca is the religious center. Baghdad was the economic center. Okay, honey? Good, Ross. Oh, lots of nice A's. Okay, Martin, did you get anything from your violin teacher?
No.
Did your violin teacher not give you a paper?
No, she didn't.
You sure?
Yeah.
She told me she was going to give you a paper.
Here's 100%.
Mark, did you have violin today,
Dad?
Mark?
Can you get 100%
yes, for Dad, Mark?
How did your violin go today?
Good.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
You didn't go? What happened?
I don't know.
Well, tell me what happened.
I don't know. Why didn't you go then?
No, come on, tell me the story.
He skipped it like I always did last year.
Is that true, Mark?
No, I didn't. She came in.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to study, and I also forgot my violin. And she came in the class and she asked me, do you have your violin? Did you practice more?
Does it remind me of anybody?
Okay, let's hear what happened, Mark. What happened?
That's what I was always doing last year.
With your clarinet?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm not too fond of it, I must admit.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Mrs. Martinelli? Who's the teacher?
Who's Powell, right?
No.
I'm not Martinelli.
But you're a clarinet.
Huh?
Now the violin teacher is a clarinet teacher.
So now you have Mrs.
Vigiana?
Yeah, does she have blonde hair? Kind of fat?
No. Oh, that's Mrs. Beamer.
Yeah.
She's nice.
I know, but
is she the chorus teacher?
Yeah, she was.
The big fat chorus teacher? Mm-hmm. Well, how come you can't get along with Mrs. Beamer?
I can.
She has a lot.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, I don't know.
Why didn't you take your violin?
He just doesn't like playing the instrument.
Well, that's true.
But you were so good in the summer.
Oh, I never even liked it. I never liked it.
In the summer you were good.
Oh, yeah, but I still didn't like it.
Oh, you mean you're good, but
you
don't like
it? Did you ever see a smile on the face when I was playing?
No.
Yeah, I did. I have seen smiles on your face when you played.
No. You never saw a smile on my face when I was playing?
Not too much, no. But I have seen, I've seen Martin do it.
Oh, and I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah, it was. That's why.
He's faking it so he can get more loans.
No, I see you enjoy it.
No, I've been faking it.
Mark, just say you enjoyed it.
Okay, fine. I really enjoyed
Ross,
it,
Ross, did you turn the TV on?
I really enjoyed that.
Come on, man. You're wasting up all my time. I bargained with Mom. I only get to watch till 9.
What are you going to watch?
Sitcom. Come on, man. I only watch for half an hour the whole
day. Tone down the voice. Mark, where are you going?
I have a whole hour after 9 o'clock.
Ross, if you turn it off, you'll lose the whole hour. Let's study the world history.
Dad,
now we have if you left it right here, Mark.
Dad, I'm only allowed to watch until 9.
What happens? Then she gets her thing?
Yes.
The whistle.
Okay, first we got to play, Mark.
Remember the WHISLTLE.
Right here, Mark. You put it here. Oh, this is my key. I don't know where your key is. Okay, now, Ross, at 9 o'clock, will we go over world history then?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay. Ross, Mark, we're going to let him watch now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. October 5th, 1989. Yeah, Pete, two people.
To, like, U.S. and Hungary or something like that. Well, then, if they both believe in peace and they don't want to fight, then we could form together with Hungary.
Right.
And we'd be even bigger.
And we'd make a peace, right, with Hungary?
And it would be a new name. We just give it, maybe just we'll follow along with Hungary.
We call it, yeah.
Or Hung America. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
But just make a new name.
Yeah.
And
you know, the people have done that, actually.
They've connected?
Yeah, they have connected. They have, for example, let's see, in Germany they did that. Lots of little countries. They made lots of little countries into one big country. And let's see, also sometimes they did that in Switzerland. All the different little counties, the small ones, all got together into one big one called Helvetic Confederation. Okay?
Confederatio. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll all form together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try and form as many as possible. And then the other side, all the other people, by the time we really get it going, maybe all the people who refuse to sign the contract, since we will all be together in a big, huge force, they'll have to give up or they'll just
be out of the deal. Yeah. You know what that's called? That's called an alliance. Unfortunately, it doesn't work. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because then you get two big alliances. One bunch of guys goes on one alliance, other bunch of guys go on the other alliance, and you know what happens?
Huh?
The two big alliances go to war.
Why?
Well, because that's human nature. I don't know.
I mean, the peace people are forming alliances.
Well,
suddenly the war makers are forming alliances.
Well, see, if I say I'm going to be peaceful with you, and then I have to say also, and not only am I going to be peaceful with you, but if somebody else attacks you, I'll help defend you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the other guys do that too. And then all it takes is one guy, one big pushy guy, okay? And if he pushes, then everybody has to go in and fight because they're all part of the team, see? It makes it even worse.
You mean that's the way it works?
That's what happened in World War I and World War II. In World War I, the Germans, the Austrians,
if one breaks the alliance, then...
No, they don't break the alliance. One of the guys gets to be a bully. Okay? One of the alliance guys gets to be a bully.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
And he tries to get the other guy.
Yeah, one of the guys gets the other boy.
Yeah.
And then okay, let me tell you exactly what happened in World War I.
No, I understand. See, one guy bullies one guy,
mm-hmm.
and so they start fighting. So they try and save each other. So they start bullying one guy and bullying the other guy, and also bullying on the other guy. So they have to save each other.
And then everybody
starts bullying
the other guy. Big mess, yeah. In World War I, what exactly happened? The Archduke Ferdinand of Austria was shot. Oh, okay, I'll tell you what happened. Is that Turkey was allied with Britain, and they wanted to bully Austria-Hungary, and so one of the dukes of Austria-Hungary was traveling around down in Yugoslavia, and he got shot by this nut, Serbian separatist. And that was enough to start the war. Just that one guy being shot. Because they said, my goodness, if the Turks attack Austria-Hungary, then the Germans have to protect the Austro-Hungarians, the British have to protect the Turks, and then the Russians have to protect the Germans, and the French have to go along with the British, and you're like a tour. And then the Americans came in finally, and the Japanese went with the so on, okay? And finally the Westerns got pulled out because they had a revolution.
Have we ever lost the war?
Vietnam. We lost the Vietnam.
That's the only one?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like we got invaded. Just, it's the only one we lost. We lost it because it was a bad war. And the people, our troops didn't lose it. It's not like we were weak. We lost it because the people said it was a bad war. And they forced the government to stop the war. You see what I'm saying? They told the government, this war is evil. We don't want this war. And they made the government stop fighting the war. Because the government should never have fought that war. It was a bad war. So in a way, I would say we didn't really lose that war. The way we won that war, the people won. The people won.
Because we finally, because we gave up.
I think so. I think we won by giving up. I think that's right. In a way, that's true. I think people don't understand that yet, though. They'll see that later on.
You can win by giving up.
Do you like this or do you want the ice cream nuggets?
I like those.
Nuggets?
I got that especially for me.
Rainbow sherbet? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Can I have a nugget?
Huh?
Can I have a nugget?
Well, you can have some rainbow sherbet if you like the sherbet.
Which did you get? I like ice cream nuggets. Did you get sherbet for yourself or nuggets?
Sherbet.
Okay, I'm going to have a nugget. You're off there, okay?
Bye.
How much more? Is that enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough?
But he doesn't,
It's kind of scary, isn't it? Kind of scary because you're almost too good. Circus out here?
Huh?
When, yeah, we'll do the circus out here, huh? Blue and black all over?
Just yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue. Steel uniform? I
don't know.
Not yellow and black. I can't think.
Green.
Oh, I know what steel. A what?
Green.
Oh, green is yellow and blue. That's cute. Never thought about that.
Fold ya.
Cute. I'll tell you what else is yellow and blue is the University of California colors. They call them the blue and gold. That was my school. I went to the University of California, Berkeley, when I was a kid. I started college. It's a nice university.
Dad.
Mm-hmm.
When we play the jet team, if we lose,
yeah.
If they ask us who won,
yeah.
Just say the gold team won.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, because we're the gold team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one we're going to do. We've done the radio, right? We've done parallel source. Now we're going to do a thing called a flashlight. Okay? Do you want me to read it to you? Do you want me to read it? Okay. This kind of flashlight is not what you normally call a flashlight. This light produces a bright flash of light, so it can correctly be called a flashlight. It's similar to a strobe flash used for
photography.
Wait, it makes a quick flash of light.
Wait, can you do that really? Can you start?
No, let's do it.
I want to hear that again.
What happens here? I'll tell you. You hook up the circuit. Okay. You throw the switch in. And that charges 1,000 micro F capacitor with a 9-volt battery. What is an F? It's micro F. Do you know what an F is?
The first letter of a bad word.
That's true. Yeah, you're right about that.